Belfast Councillor Pat McCarthy with us now. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Steve.
How does this work?
Well, we have designated areas in the city. If you want to put out free literature, you'll have to apply for a permit to the council. And we also have prohibited areas where nothing, no free material will be allowed to be given out.
Like people, like local businesses in the city centre that are paying their rates and elsewhere in Belfast trying to promote their business.
You know, people can't have it both ways. They can't complain about the state of the city, and then when the council tries and does something about it, they're going to complain again.
Yeah, but
we're paying £11 million per annum to brush the streets of this city. And a lot of the problems come within certain areas where people give out free literature.
Like what?
Leafleting. Leafleting. Promotions. Drink promotions, club promotions, any sort of promotions. You can. All you have to do is walk through the city centre. Someone approaches you, pushes a leaflet into your hand. A lot of people take them. They walk 20 yards, 3 yards up the street, look at it and throw it in the ground. That doesn't help us maintain a clean city. It doesn't avoid...
But Pat, here's my point.
Example.
Here's my point. Should the council's focus not be on those people who are dropping it on the ground, rather than those entrepreneurs, be they club promoters, be they businesses, which are trying to keep their business sustainable in this economic downturn?
I've answered you, Stephen. No, it's not. If you're running about giving out free literature, which is ending up on the street, you have a responsibility yourself. Belfast City Council is not responsible for everyone's well-being or business in the city. We try our best.
You see,
there are other ways of promoting your business.
Here's the problem, Pat. The problem is Belfast City Council have got an advertising budget, right? And if you lot want to advertise something and you vote it through, you decide it's a priority for the council, then you can afford billboards, you can afford TV campaigns. I'm talking here about young fledgling businesses who don't have that sort of... Well, you name them. Be it a nightclub, be it a club promoter, or be it a young business, you know, trying to do whatever it is, a hairdresser's, car washes, whatever
there
it is.
There are no car washes.
They don't have that type of money.
That do this, Stephen. There are certain establishments within the city who are the big offenders. You know them, and I know them, and the people of Belfast know them.
And people who are distributing, for example, Pat.
So are you saying that anybody and everybody, every shop, every person, every individual who has an idea has the right to go into Belfast City Centre, stand wherever they like and give out, push out leaflets to people? Is that what you're promoting?
Well, I'm wondering where you draw the line here. Can I
draw the line that we have a clean city.
Okay.
A city that we can be proud of, where people coming to visit say, God, this is a very clean, nice place.
And this anti-litter campaign, right?
Right.
People need to ask for permission and pay money to do what?
They need to contact the council and apply for a permit.
If they are doing what?
Want to give out free leaflets within the city.
Free leaflets for anything?
Yes.
Does that include, for example, people who would be handing out religious leaflets?
No, it does not. There are three exemptions. There's political leaflets.
All right.
Charitable.
Political leaflets. That's handy because that doesn't cause rubbish right enough.
Isn't that just very responsible politicians, as you well know?
All right. So you can hand out political leaflets, but if you're a young fledgling business, you can't hand out your business leaflets. How on earth does a political leaflet cause any less mess?
Well, that is it. The three exceptions are political leaflets.
That's handy.
Charitable organisations. And religious faith-based
So the politicians have voted through a rule to give themselves an exemption.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Where was the impartiality there?
How many times a year Have you been stopped in Belfast City Centre and a political party come over and give you a free leaflet?
But the point is, you've given yourselves the right to do it.
No, we've said that there are three types of exception.
Yeah.
Is religious, charitable, and political. Now, how many times have you walked up the street and seen political parties or political organisations free leafleting the city centre and the leaflets ran all over the place?
So, let's just walk through this. Why, Pat, should a political party get an exemption? Why?
Well, that is the bill that was agreed.
Yeah, but why do you think there should be an exemption for politicians?
Stephen, that's the way it is.
No, what do you mean that's the way it is?
Well, that's what has been agreed.
Well, you voted to support it.
You as always focus in on the negative.
All right. I didn't say it was negative. Positive. I'm asking, you voted for this, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right, so why did you vote for an exemption for yourself?
Well, I didn't vote for, well, I suppose it did. It didn't go to your vote, to be quite honest with you. But they are not the problem. Political leaflets are not the problem.
Why should politicians be given an exemption?
Well, they run the country. They have to put their point of view across.
But local business doesn't. Local business doesn't have to put their point of view across.
It's once every two or three years that we have an election. One-off.
And those leaflets are everywhere. At election time, those leaflets are everywhere because people look at them, scrunch them up and throw them away.
Well, that's my point. That's once every 3 or 4 years. But other literature that's given out is on a daily basis. The people scrunch them up and throw them on the road. And then we have to spend £11 million a year trying to clean it up.
Right. And why should religious organisations be given an exemption, Pat?
Well, why shouldn't they not?
Well, because there would be many people that would not affiliate themselves they might be atheists, they might not affiliate themselves to that particular religion, they might not like some of the messages that are on the leaflets, and they might think they shouldn't be given an exemption.
There would be millions of people who would affiliate with religious organisations or faith beliefs.
So why should a religious organisation be given an exemption?
Well, they speak for a hell of a lot of society, more so than someone promoting a free drinks or cheap drinks promotion.
And why should business not be given an exemption that politicians and religious organisations are given?
The businesses, because they're creating religious organisations, political parties or charitable organisations are not creating the problem. It's very seldom that you would see large-scale leafleting of the city centre by these organisations.
There are people in the city centre handing out religious tracts every week.
Where?
Where?
Yeah.
In the city centre?
Where? When you tell me where.
I don't know where, but well.
Where have you seen the city centre strewn with religious pamphlets?
I don't know a specific
location. Well, I tell you where they do. There's two guys and there's one gentleman that stands with the billboard God Saves, and he gives out a little pamphlet and he hands it out, and if you don't want to take it, you walk on. He doesn't force it into your hand. They don't create the problem. It is drink promotions, nightclubs that seem to be creating the problem.
So you're against nightclubs, Belfast City Centre?
I'm not against. I'm saying this is the sort of promotion that seems to be the biggest offender.
Yeah, but how much are those nightclubs paying in rates? How many jobs are they creating?
They're not paying £11 million a year.
You see, it's very, very...
spend brushing the streets of our city.
It's very easy, Councillor McCarthy, isn't it, to stigmatise and nearly demonise these nightclubs, you know, drink promotions. There are people that like to drink. There are people that are grown adults that like to go out to a nightclub and drink. And nightclubs are businesses that are creating employment, they're helping the economy, and by the way, they are probably paying a lot more rates than the politicians who have got an exemption to this are.
Right. Right. So we have a problem where the city centre is strewn with free promotional leaflets, and we'll do nothing about it, and everybody'll be happy.
Bill, let me let Bill speak to you this morning.
We will just double the budget from 11 million to 20 million, and we'll close a lot of leisure centres and community centres to pay for it.
No, I'm asking about the exemptions this morning. That's the interesting part of this story. Shock horror, the politicians have voted for an exemption for themselves. Bill in Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stevie.
You can speak to Councillor McCarthy.
Morning, Councillor McCarthy.
Good morning.
It's very strange that the politicians have voted to make themselves exempt because they create a lot of jobs, so they do. But the thing about it is,
politicians that run Invest Northern Ireland that go out around the world to promote Northern Ireland as a good place to do business.
It wasn't that long ago that the politicians had to be threatened with court to take down their posters, organ voting for this one and that one. And now they've given themselves an exemption to leave it up as long as they want.
No, we haven't.
To see the people about these leaflets, they're trying to promote their company or their article or something like that. You might as well say that City Bus is exempt as well, because when you get on a bus, he gives you a ticket, and if you don't want it, you throw it away, you're fined. But if somebody in the town gives you a leaflet, you find them on it.
There is a difference there, Bill.
Oh, is there?
Well, now, if you would listen, I'll
go ahead,
then. When you get on the bus, you pay money over.
Yes.
He gives you a ticket. You have purchased the ticket. When you're walking up the street and you get a leaflet shoved in your hand, you take it. You haven't paid for that.
That's correct. But it's the same thing. It's the same end result if you throw the ticket on the ground or the leaflet on the ground. You're talking about suing. You're going to sue the person that littered the street. Quite rightly, too.
$2,500 of a fine.
Yes.
If they know £80 of a fine, if they don't pay and they wish to go to court, it can be up to $2,500.
Up to $2,500.
Let's get it right.
How many wee firms are going to go to the wall because they're not allowed to tell people in Belfast where they go when they get the leaflet?
But it's nothing to stop a wee firm.
But as you say, give exemptions to them all.
Putting an advertisement in its window saying we're open for trade, or taking out an advertisement in one of the daily papers.
It costs money.
It costs money.
That some of these businesses do not have.
It costs money to print leaflets, and it costs £11 million per year for us to turn around and bruise the streets of this.
But of course, it costs nothing to clean up your leaflets, Councillor McCarthy.
Where do you get the £11 million from? Where do you get it from?
Well, we have staff and equipment.
No, I ask you, where do you get the...
Hold on, let him finish.
It comes, primarily it comes from the rates.
From the people that's paying rates?
Yes.
And the people,
there are many houses. There's 160,000 households in this, or housing units in the city of Belfast. How many of them are out in the street giving leaflets out? Well, we should have everyone. I want to start up a home industry. 160,000 want to do it. They have the right to go out at the Belfast City Centre and give out free leaflets.
It's called entrepreneurship.
Look, you are saying it's called chaos. It's called littering the city. It's called costing this city £11 million.
But meanwhile, of course, Councillor McCarthy, and I know it wasn't your party that did it. But meanwhile, if a political party wants to print, for example, 40,000 leaflets, if a political party wants to print 100,000 leaflets and shove them into the hand of anybody walking through Belfast City Centre, you have given yourselves an exemption. Why don't you lead from the front?
Although I didn't agree with the 40,000 leaflets being printed, they were put through people's letterboxes.
No, they were put through people's letterboxes, but the point is this. The point is this. The point is this, Councillor McCarthy, that is correct. But the point is this. if any political party in Northern Ireland decides that they want to now stop in Belfast city centre and hand out leaflets, you lot have given yourselves a free run. You've excluded all of the businesses now and you've given yourselves a monopoly on handing out leaflets in Belfast city centre.
Stephen, you've already said that at least half a dozen times.
Because it's true.
And I said they are exempt as well as faith-based organisations and charitable organisations. I've already said that.
And tell me this, the process, if you do have a business that's trying to stay open in this climate, and they've asked Belfast City Centre to cut their rates and the answer is no, and they still get...
Let's be clear here. Belfast City Council has frozen the rates.
Frozen the rates.
Which in real terms is a 2.9% cut.
But if you have any of these businesses who are really struggling and they want to go out and promote their business in Belfast City Centre, and some of these businesses would be paying tens of thousands of pounds in rates.
Yes.
Okay. What is how much are they charged, or what is the process, or is there a committee deciding whether they're allowed to do it or not, or what ways it work?
They apply for a permit to the council for a daily permit costs £75. A yearly permit will cost £450.
And what is the criteria?
The criteria is that you'd be allocated certain streets and they'd be allocated to you and you'd be given a badge and you can go out and stand in that area allocated and you can give out your leaflets.
Mrs. Sheeran, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'll not keep you long here, but I just want to say and take my hat off to that Councillor McCarthy. He seems to be the only man with a bit of sense I've listened to in ages as regards litter and rubbish. I'm living in North Belfast here, and up on the main road, we would just call it off the Cliftonville Road, let's put it that way, there's a lot of new food outlets. There's food outlets opened. Monday morning, I'm out to work 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's several of them. There's white papers lying on the street. There's boxes. There's rubbish. The avenue that I'm living in is a tree-lined avenue off the Cliftonville Road. People throwing Lucozade bottles, I'm just going to say it because I have complained about it, out of car windows into the street.
Yeah, but that's litter, isn't it?
Litter.
That's litter. So that's general litter.
Litter. You have a man on there trying to clean this place up. Never mind leaflets, letters, anything else. If this place isn't cleaned up, nobody will want to come to it because at the minute... It is really very, very dirty.
So, Mrs. Sheeran, you're in support of Councillor McCarthy.
Of
thank
course
you for
I
your
am.
Call.
I take my hat off to him and thank God for people like him. That's all I can say.
There you go, Councillor McCarthy. Support for you this morning. 08459 555 678. The local businessman, Bill Jeffrey. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
You can speak to Councillor McCarthy. Go ahead. Shoot.
Pat McCarthy, I've listened carefully for the last few minutes and what you're saying is absolutely incredulous. I mean, Belfast City Council have backed and created a Back in Belfast campaign. And now the city councillors are throttling business with red tape. You're not even accurate. You say you can get a licence at £75. Of course you can, but that's at the bottom end of it. It costs £150 at the other end, or you can actually
Does
get...
Does it?
Yes.
£150 for what?
For a daily licence.
You didn't tell me that, Pat McCarthy.
Well, let's go ramble on and I'll come back. Won't ramble on, Bill.
No, that's not fair. I'm not rambling. I've listened and I've studied it. You tell us that this was as a result of consultation. Well, I certainly, for one, can't find the consultation document and the results
right.
of that consultation.
But I want to nail this. What's the £150 for, Councillor McCarthy?
You can apply for a daily licence for £75, which gives you one badge, which you put on your arm. Or you can apply for two badges and it costs another £75.
So it's £75.
So if he wants to have two people standing in an area giving out free literature, it'll cost them £75.
So this is the same council. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I heard a story the other day that St George's Market in Belfast. That they were having problems with trade, And that they asked, the local council...
Due to the flag protest.
Yes, that's true. That's what they claim. And they were looking 2 months free rent. And the council refused to give them 2 months free rent.
£55,000. And the relevant committee decided that they couldn't do that because if they had agreed to that, other people could have come along and said, you own our premises. Okay. What they did agree was to freeze their rents.
If we just take that as an example, St George's Market as an example, local traders trying to be entrepreneurs, trying to sustain small business, as well as them being turned down now for a couple of months rent waiver.
Yes, the council refused, said we couldn't do it, but we will give freeze your rent.
So if any of those people in that market now want to walk outside and promote their business with leaflets, they're going to have to pay you £75 a day, is that right?
Or up to 150, Stephen.
Yes, Stephen, how many small businesses in St George's Market do you know stands in the centre, said the Belfast City Centre, giving out leaflets promoting their wares? I can answer that. None. Belfast City Council has a budget which promotes the whole of St George's Market, which is an asset to this city, and we promote it for them.
Here's Eddie and Donaghadee. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, team. How are you?
Go ahead. You can speak to Councillor McCarthy.
Councillor McCarthy, what about politicians giving leaflets? You going to stop them?
No, if you'd have been listening earlier on, Eddie, you'd have realised that political organisations are exempt. We've discussed that at length.
Albert in Belfast. Thank you, sir. Albert in Belfast. Morning, Albert.
Morning. I'd just like to ask Pat that if we pull the leaflets from a political groupings or religious groupings, are we exempt from paying a letter fine?
No. If we catch you throwing any leaflet, you will be prosecuted.
But they're exempt?
Including political, religious or charitable organisations. You will be prosecuted if we catch anyone littering.
Here's Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Hi, Stephen. Many years ago, I had a food outlet in the centre of Belfast. And if any litter emanated from my place, I was responsible for lifting it or getting my staff to do so.
Yes.
So I have to support Councillor McCarthy. But he did hoist his own petard regards to political leaflets, which is ridiculous. But I have to agree with him on the other lady who lives in Magazine.
Why do you think it's ridiculous?
In North Bay. Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Why?
But also it's ridiculous.
Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Regards to political leafleting?
Yes.
Because they have the power to remain exclusive. It is ridiculous. It's the same. You have often covered the topic of the billboarding, etc., and how they can stay up for a long, long time until they finally are cleared. But at the end of the day, but also have to disagree with Bill Jeffrey. If you have a viable business and a viable product, I don't think a few leaflets handed out by young bucks are going to make a considerable difference. It's ludicrous. And you're zoning in on the nightclubs, etc. At the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, is if you litter in your city, you should be fined for doing so and held liable for doing so.
Here's Paul in Ballinahinch. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. I just wanted to make a quick comment, really, that the council that you have on there is saying that basically these leaflets are forced into your hand. No one's forcing anything on anyone. You have a choice to say yes or no. If you don't want to take the leaflet, then you don't have to. No one's forcing it upon you.
Councillor McCarthy?
Well, City Hall has received complaints about certain organisations that promote their wares in the city that do harass people in the city, especially visitors.
I understand that. Then. Surely should be focusing on those individual companies rather than making a blanket ban on everyone.
What do you mean?
We focus where there is a problem.
What do you mean by harass, Councillor McCarthy?
Well, there are people who have complained that certain people promoting their businesses are overzealous when they are promoting them.
In what way?
And trying to get them to come and spend their money.
Yeah, but how? In what way are they overzealous?
Well, they're around. You, look, take a walk up the street any time there's a cruise
other
ship.
Person and, has cleared.
Hello?
Carry on, Pat.
Take a walk up the street any time there's a cruise ship in, and you can see people who are trying to sell tours and that. And
what's wrong with that?
Well, they've been... Well, no one likes in your face.
You see, here's the fine line here, Pat McCarthy, which is why I'm spending so much time on this subject. I think it's really important. The message that Belfast City Council is giving out through this policy is really, really important for debate. And here's what is at the heart of this debate, Pat McCarthy. You can either lie in your bed if you and do nothing, okay?
Or get up and go out and give leaflets out.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute.
Or, for example, you raised it, or if there's a cruise ship coming into Northern Ireland, you might be an entrepreneur thinking to yourself, I'm going to stand there. I'm going to try to get as much trade as possible. I'm going to try to print and give out as many leaflets as possible in order to promote my small business. And Belfast City Council is calling that harassment? Is that not entrepreneurial? You used the word harass.
Excuse me. I'm saying we've had complaints from tourists.
What is wrong? It happens in every city in Europe. It happens all over the world. You get off a cruise ship and people are trying to sell you things from that local economy.
But
is that not what we want in Northern Ireland?
Yes.
No, we want people to come and enjoy themselves.
And spend no money?
Belfast is a lovely city. It's very clean. I'd like to come back here. I'd go away and tell my friends. Last year, I was fortunate enough to be in St. Petersburg in Russia. A city of 4.5 million people.
We're comparing ourselves with Russia now.
Well, no, just listen. We're a city of 280,000. This is a city of 4.5 million people. And it was spotless. Spotless.
Entrepreneurs and small businesses trying to...
doing their business. And that city was spotless.
Richard next.
Could I eat your dinner off the street?
Morning, Richard.
Hello?
Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to know, Councillor McCarthy obviously knows a lot about business. Has he ever run a business?
Yes, I was self-employed for 30 years. I had, at one time, 14 men working for me.
And you keep mentioning this £11 million bill. Is that £11 million just to collect the rubbish from litter in Belfast City Centre? Because if that's the case, you're either skewing the figures or you need to really have a look at that £11 million bill, because I'm sure a local company could pick up the litter much cheaper than £11 million within Belfast. I think, Councillor McCarthy, what you would like is just to close all small businesses, squeeze the life out of them, just close them down. That's the solution. Don't create any rates.
It's a lovely, clean city, a ghost town.
Because that's what the council are doing. Just more and more and more pressure on local businesses. How can we squeeze them? Here's the solution. Just close them all down. Create a ghost town. Just look at what's happening to the city centre. Squeeze it further, Councillor McCarthy. Let's get every business out. Close it all down. Have a ghost town. The tourists can walk around the ghost town, have a lovely time with no litter. Nobody there.
Is that what you're promoting, Richard?
That's your solution. Brilliant.
Is that what you would promote?
That's great.
Are you a businessman?
That's a great solution for the economy.
Are you a businessman?
I am a businessman. I run a number of businesses. 27% of the population in Northern Ireland is employed by the government. Why don't we all just go and work for the government? That's a great solution.
Here's Darren next. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Stephen. I'm just wondering, at a time when the economy's so bad, and especially in Belfast when the shops are struggling, what makes religion so special that they get an exemption? Well, I mean, what do they bring to the table that puts so much money in the economy?
Councillor McCarthy?
Well, as you may well be aware, that religious halls and churches are exempt from paying rates. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. It sort of galls me as well, why they're exempt from paying rates. What makes them so special?
Well, maybe you should start a campaign.
Well, in this country, you're kind of fighting against the wall when you start a campaign about religion.
Why don't you, if you feel so strongly or so anti-religious that they shouldn't be exempt from paying rates, then maybe you should start a campaign.
Okay, Councillor McCarthy, thank you very much. Bill Jeffrey, thank you.